Hi guys, this is Sojo, and today this is going to be my first podcast ever, and it's going to be on iTunes, I think, hopefully, I'm not for sure. And today I'm going to be talking about tech stuff and this and that. So yeah, so the first thing I'm going to talk about is Nintendo actually releasing a game for the Apple devices, which is quite a shock. Because normally they just stick to one system, and those are just Nintendo systems. Now, this is called Miitomo, which is basically a social media app for Miis. That sounds quite interesting, but I'm not for sure how it would do, but it will be coming out in March 2016. So according to the Wall Street Journal, the new game will let players customize their Mii avatars, which will then communicate with Miis made by other players. However, it is not like clear how they will text each other and play, but it does look the same to the 3DS game by the same company, by Nintendo, called Tamagotchi Life. The app will have character add-ons as in-app purchases. So, if you want to get some money from an app card or a credit card, so yeah. And, however, while Nintendo originally plans its first smartphone game by the end of the year, it's now been delayed till next March 2016. The company plans to release 4 additional titles by March 2017. According to new Nintendo president, Tatsumi Kinimcha, who succeeded the late Tetsuo Iwata, the game was delayed in order to better promote it. The company plans to start promoting Miitomo after the busy holiday season. Also, on the 20th of October 2015, in Belgium, Pepsi released a new phone. Yes, they announced a new phone called the Pepsi P1. Now, this is like an Android phone with like a Pepsi thing. And I never knew there was going to be such a phone. I thought that was just a fake thing. But I actually noticed it was actually real. And that just gave me a shock to me. And like, it's called the P1, a mid-Pepsi branded Android phone, bound for overseas markets. It has 2GB of RAM, 16GB of board, 3000 mAh battery. It's got a 30MP rear-facing shooter and 5MP front camera. And leaked images show capacity buttons beneath the screen, back home and multitasking, and a fingerprint scanner around the back. However, if you look carefully, the background in the photo that you can find on the internet somewhere is just a Pepsi logo, and it's they've got a Twitter account for it, but it's all in Belgian like language. And then like, as you see from the photo, it does look like it might never come to the UK or Europe or America. It just depends. But it's going to go for 1,299 yuan price. And it's about $205. And I'm not sure how much it would be in the UK if it ever comes. Pepsi confirms the P1 to the readers a few days ago. But the client just share specifics. So there'll be more P1 than meets the eye. So yeah, let's get back onto the next thing. So if you are in America now, there is a new thing called YouTube Red. Yes, YouTube Red, a subscription service that lets people have ad-free videos, offline videos, and you can like play a game while it is happening. But there is a 30-day trial, but I'm not in the US. And they're telling people if they don't subscribe to that subscription service, then they'll make the creators who do the videos, make them disappear. So the creators have to join it or else it's going to disappear. Which is a bit confusing because, like, I thought YouTube would be a happy community, and it would be. Also, there is a good extra, a free Google Play Music subscription. That means if you know what Google Play Music is, you can stream. You always to the YouTube Red. Now, if you're American, you can just go onto the YouTube app. Let's say you open the YouTube app on any device. And then when that loads up, you're going to go onto your channel and click YouTube Red. So go to your, when the home loads up, just give it a few seconds, go to your like profile and then scroll down to the bottom, just YouTube Red, click it and just find some more. And if you want the computer, scroll down, go to, click on your profile on the top right, click settings, go to YouTube Red and start from there. So yeah, that was my first mini tech podcast. I hope you enjoyed this and I'll see you later. Bye! Subscribe to my YouTube channel, So Joel, and bye!